At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at vistaprint.com.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. Is this the show or live? Yeah, this is the show. We're good. Yeah. Sorry. All righty. It is time now, to continue our Friday journey here to the Rangers pregame, which is coming up at 6:30. Got Rangers Royals coming up. A must bounce back series against a team in the Royals. I think they're 12 games under 500. Wolchuk, I'll have more on that coming up in around the bases at 6 o'clock. All righty, it's time now for the Expressway, brought to you by the on-time experts. And, of course, every day it starts with the G-Bag of the day. So into the Pimp Cup we go. Here's Lucius.
Yeah, that was supposed to be More Money, More Problems by the Notorious B.I.G. I got my elements mixed up right there.
Okay.
Surprised me, too, in fact. We were all surprised together.
I started talking. I was like, wait a minute. This sounds like the bed for a live spot.
Yeah, that's what I said. I was like, wait a minute, fam. What are you doing here? All right, G-Bag of the day. We do it every weekday on the Fan 530. Oh, Mr. General Gavin Dawson, do you remember that sauce that you to put on this segment?
It is the best audio from the world of sports, pop culture, talk radio, and or the internet. We play them all, vote on which one we like the best, and that is your G-Bag of the day.
Wow, got him.
John Blaze. Right,
so our winner and champ of this segment so far is going for day two right here. We have a young lady that pranked her pops for the timeline. She said that her boyfriend kicked her out. They broke up. It's over.
Hello?
Daddy.
Hey.
What you doing?
I'm like, Dad, what's going on?
Daddy, I'm just so mad.
For what?
Daddy, because, like, JJ just packed up all his clothes, and he said he don't want to be with me no more. And he left.
What happened?
He just said he don't want to be with me no more.
He's taking his clothes off.
Yeah, he left me with...
Why are you going through that right now? He gone?
Yeah, he did me like that.
He packed
Yep, he packed all his clothes up and he just said he don't.
What are you doing?
Say something else.
What'd you do?
Baby, I didn't do nothing.
You got me. Left me why everything going bad, huh?
Yep, left me, Daddy.
Man, a few words right there.
Ain't this a bitch? I thought I had somebody to take care of you. Now I gotta do it again.
Yeah, that part. All right, let's do this real quick. Let's go to the Knicks. I'm going to sit on this one for a second. Josh Hart calls out a reporter for eating wings during the post-game presser. Nice. Brunson is sitting right next to him, and Brunson is telling him, hey, man, stall him out, bro. Don't do this. Stall him out.
It puts you in a position to be successful.
Don't say anything.
Don't say, I see it. Don't say anything. I know. He stole.
And then you're gonna come in sucking your fingers. You got chicken wings. You supposed to be asking questions. You went and got chicken wings. No. No, you don't get none. Oh. Oh, man. Them wings are hitting, though. They're hitting, yeah.
He was talking to Eric Chiafalo as he was covering the NBA Finals for us.
The one time I get credential, man, I blew it.
How about this one, too? Tolo Josh Bangs, I believe your name is, sir.
Bang, bang.
If I said your name wrong, I apologize, but I appreciate your participation in this segment. Let's go to the KNC Masterpiece Crosstalk. Kevin addressed the haters of the fan.
I just wanted to correct a couple of little things real quick. Oh. One of the people commented, it was like, what's the big deal? You beat one station. ESPN's not even around it. All right, first of all, Jack Wagon, ESPN is still around, just not here, because we drove their ass out of town. And make no mistake about that, ESPN and ESPN Radio still exist, just not here, because they were like, well, we can be okay with being number two behind the ticket, and then we came in here and whooped their ass and sent them packing back to Stanford. Secondly, for the other people who are like, you beat one station, it's all of the stations, regardless of format. But even if it was just one station, even if it was just the ticket, remember when we started here, people were like, it's 105.3 the fail. This station sucks, blah, blah, blah. And nobody can ever beat the ticket, ever. It will never happen. So you decide to celebrate in a moment where it does happen and people want to complain about it. Shut the hell up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was beautiful. Heard it in real time.
Tom, hey, you let him know.
Good use of Jack Wagon there.
Shut the hell up, you Jack Wagons.
This isn't one. This is not one right here.
Winner.
But I think Harambe's day was yesterday.
Oh, yeah, 10-year anniversary.
Yeah,
R.I.P.,
yeah.
R.I.P., man. The world's never been the same.
Let's go to a eulogy, if you will.
Could you imagine if that was your child in there? You're going to have people who are going to say, wait a second, I'm worried about the gorilla.
The gorilla.
When your kid's in there, basically, maybe seconds from having his head crushed. We live in a world now where you are going to be more concerned with the gorilla than you are the little boy. What's wrong with you people?
Yeah.
They're thinking about him. He fell into an area where he's in there with a gorilla who is dragging him around the habitat, and you're telling me you're worried about the gorilla's welfare? What is wrong with you?
Yeah. What's wrong with you people?
Should have had some good trank darts ready,
the
though.
The gorilla.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, agreed.
Well, weren't they scared that once she got hit with the trank that she might overreact?
Oh, she might panic.
Yeah, she might panic in that situation.
Oh, yeah, okay. Starts coursing through her veins before it knocks her out.
Yeah, there could be that.
All right, last one. I do say I'll play things from other radio stations. I do not care.
A big net gun like G.I. Joe would use to get
But now the baby's caught with her in the net gun, so she's going to panic there. I can't get out the net gun.
You're right.
The baby like a breadstick. Big Boy's Neighborhood. Big Boy. Snoop Dogg tells a story about getting pulled over while he was smoking weed. This is a kind of a weekend warning, but it's Snoop.
I'm going to tell you a story, and I hope that they don't bother me, but this is the truth. I'm riding one night, and I'm swerving because I'm trying to play the music and do all kinds of
Looking back, all of those years ago.
So I'm like, damn. And all of a sudden, motherfucker get behind me. Boo! I'm like, God. So I'm like, I'm trying to put it out, trying to reach for the, look for the cologne. I'm like, man, all this. It's too much. Pull over. Cup. Roll the window down. $1,000 worth of smoke hit him in his face. Look at me, Snoop Dogg. I said, yeah. He said, man, my wife loves you. Can I get an autograph? He said, man, try not driving and smoking. Somebody's going to give you a ticket.
Got the cool cop.
All righty. Is it Lady Prankin' Pops? Is it Nick's post-presser, post-wings? Is it Kevin addressing the haters? Francesa on Harambe. Snoop Dogg, story about getting pulled over. I think I'm going to vote for Snoop. Chief, how about you?
I'll go with Hagee.
Lucius?
Snoop the double jizzle.
Bullchip?
I'm going to go with Hagee.
Brian?
Man, how could I go against Snoop?
Sounds like AI brought us, bro.
That's my namesake right there, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's family.
Yeah.
That is.
I can't go against him. It's the broad of Snoop.
Once again, your G-Bag of the Day champion, it's Snoop Doggy Dog. And if you ever miss the champ, tune in every day at 2:20. Lucius replays it for you right before we get to Woolchuck's Top 10. Speaking of Lucius, time to stay in the Pimp Cup for
right. West Coast, I see you, girl. Hey, it's a feel-good Friday. Let's get into it right after the great
Rick James.
Well, all right, you squares. It's time to smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toke.
Friday.
It'll make you dance with some of everything.
Tell you something else white folks do on the weekend. White folks go fishing on the weekends. Oh, I'm talking really fishing. White folks got boats, extra rods and reels in case some friends come along. They got lures and they be all over the lake just finding fish. They got radar. Tell them how deep the water is, how many fish up under the boat, where the rocks and all that. Oh, white folks got everything. Be all over the lake fishing. Your ass is fishing, but ain't the same. Nah, your ass is sitting on the bank on a bucket with a cane pole. Staring at some little red and white ball on top of the water. Just looking at it hour on hour. I hate to break it to you. That ain't fishing. Your ass is hoping.
Yeah.
You just hoping a fish come along and bite that raggedy ass worm that's been on the hook since 5 in the morning. Some bitch and turned gray. The f*** ain't even wiggling no more. Oh, and don't let a fish come along and finally bite it. You get so excited, you just, yeah. Now you done threw that little ass fish all up in the parking lot. Now you all up under the car trying to find that goddamn.
Oh, it's your boy Steve Harvey right there. You know he loves fishing.
He does love
you know
fishing.
He loves fishing.
He loves fishing.
I like that cane pole talk he's talking right there. Yeah. My aunt, she is a hell of a fisherman, and she will use a cane pole. I'm talking about to the point where me and my cousins, we had a spot in Grand Prairie. We thought it was low-key. We invited her to there one day, and she fished it out.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm talking about we had a powwow, me and him, away from her while she was fishing. Hey, we can't invite her anymore.
Can't invite
back
her
over
anymore.
Here, bro, because she is wearing us out with this cane pole. Oh! Shout out with to all the fishermen.
With just the line tied to the end? Just pull it in?
Yep, just pull it in, bro. Big logs, about like 11 feet.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Know where to flip it.
Gotta know how to do it. Bow. It's amazing too, bro. She does it with a worm. Just a worm. Hey, this is LA Live for Friday, May 29th, 2026. It is a feel-good Friday here in LA Live. People, we made it! I was almost gassed. About Wednesday night, I was gassed, but I caught my energy. Another historic week in the books. What a time to be alive, people. America's new reconstruction.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out.
That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. I just rip open the pack, and I'm done. They taste good, and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Period. And we're just living through it. We're just living through it. What a time. Now let's enjoy this weekend safely. Avoid the law dogs. Mind your speeds. Don't drink and drive. Keep your emotions in check. I don't want to see you on Dallas, Texas TV or DFW scanner this weekend. Or DFW mugshots. What an evil, evil page. That is. In other words, keep it together, folks, and do not crash out. Here's a quick weekend warning.
This weekend safety briefing. Do not add to the population. Do not subtract from the population.
I'll be the one.
Do not end up in the hospital, newspaper, or jail. If you do end up in jail, establish dominance quickly.
This is for the Tolo fishermen out there. Looks like the forecast calls for no rain this weekend, Mr. Broadus. How about that?
Yeah.
Time to get that tackle box right.
Yes.
You usually get it in the day before.
Yes.
Get that tackle box together. Pack that cooler right.
Yeah. Get those Miller High Lights.
You know what I'm talking about, boy. Light up that fish whistle. You might have to holler at the plug. And get on the water this weekend, man, if you're into that type of thing. Fishmasters.com had a top 30 Texas fishing lakes list they just put out. Ooh. Some North Texas spots made it on the list. So shout out to all you fishermen. Lake Ray Roberts, ranked number 14 for largemouth bass out there. Lake Texoma, number 6.
Stripers.
How about you? Yeah! Wow! Look at you, Mr. Broadus. You are here today.
Mm-hmm.
Lake Tewakini.
Lake Tewakini, yep.
Ranked number 7. Am I saying Tewakini right?
You're saying it right? Okay, yes, sir. You're good. Sure. Yeah, you're good. Yeah,
you know, I didn't know this. It's ranked number 7, but it's the official capital of catfish in Texas.
I did not know that.
Neither did I.
No.
But Fishmasters.com said it is.
Yeah.
Richland Chambers Reservoir, ranked number 19. Hybrid striped bass and white bass out there, man. So y'all
I used to love how Grego would say Richland Chambers Lake.
Richland Chambers.
Now, speaking of fishing in boats, do you guys wear life vests if you're on a boat?
Sometimes, yeah.
You make sure you have them in the boat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw the guy fell overboard. His boat was running Monday night in Lake Louisville.
Oh, yeah. No.
You know, if you're on a big lake and you can't swim to shore.
Yeah.
Just don't fall out.
Nah,
don't fall out this
week. Nah, and be careful out there. There was like 5 alligators spotted at Eagle Mountain Lake this week.
Wow.
Dang.
I've seen gators out here, bro.
Yeah, make sure the one thing, make sure if you have the life jackets, that's a must, but make sure you have your plug in your boat, too, so the water doesn't come flying in.
My buddy took me out on Lake Tewakini, and he threw one of those big lily pad deals out there so the kids could jump in and swim, and I'm like, are we sure there's no gators here?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
No, you're not sure.
We're not sure.
They're always
there. We're just going for it.
Yeah, they're always there. They're hiding from you. Louisville came in at number 29, white bass and hybrid stripers.
There you go.
Joe Poole Lake, shout out to Joe Poole GP, came in number 30, largemouth bass out there. And Cedar Creek Reservoir, number 22, man. How about that?
Yep.
Heavy bass. Possum Kingdom's on here, too, number 20. Nice. Okay.
So what's number one? What's the best?
Well, it's not here.
Oh.
Yeah, I just did the North Texas ones.
I would say Lake Fork.
List.
Lake Fork would be.
Probably got the list.
Yeah, if you wanted to, if you're looking for trophy bass,
it's Lake Fork.
Lake Fork. So yeah, that's the largemouth crappie.
When I was working at the Fishing and Hunting News, we would always ask the guys from Texas if they'd ever been to Lake Fork.
Yeah, that's where they. That's where the.
That's it.
I think I might be wrong. The state record might be from Lake Fork.
I'm so bad at catching crappie, man. I never can. They always get off of my bait, bro. Crappie. So good at it. Yeah, man.
Have those tiny mouths, don't they?
Yeah. I can never get them.
I was married to the kind of guy. How can I explain it? All right. He'd watch fishing shows and pay attention.
He's married to a guy.
He'd go, I wonder what he's going to do next. Well, sugar, he's probably going to cast out about a 6 or 8 pound test, and then they're going to catch a really big smallmouth bass, and him and that other guy are going to pat each other on the back, and then they're going to throw the fish back and piss off all the men watching the show. Have you seen it before?
LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a Feel Good Friday, baby. We made it. Mr. Broadus.
Yeah, state record for Texas at Lake Fork, 18 pounds.
Woo-hoo.
That happened in January 24th of 1992.
For a crappie?
Yeah.
No, that's got to be a bass.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. No, it was a bass. Largemouth bass, 18 pounds, 18.18. Barry St. Clair caught it in 1992. The fish was 25 and a half inches out of 42 feet deep of water. So he was going deep because probably it was probably cold, air temperature and all that. So he went deep.
Got to go deep.
Got it. Yep.
The world's longest catfish has been caught in Italy. River Po, I believe it is. P-O? River Po?
I've never.
Yeah, I think he nailed it.
Thank you, Phil.
Not to be divisive or anything.
Yeah. It was over 9 feet. It was 9 feet, 300 pounds.
Dang.
So it's not the heaviest catfish, but it's definitely the longest catfish ever caught. 9 feet.
Taller than Wimby.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Larger than that dude's boat. It was a nasty looking thing, too. Oh my God. I don't like those European catfish. I don't like their fins.
Are they their mustache twirled up.
They
or the whiskers. Snidely whiplash.
They have bad teeth.
Yeah. Ever been fishing in the rain, Mr. Broadus?
Yes, sir, I have.
And actually, like, you plan to do that, or did it start raining while you were out there?
Actually, I tell you what, fishing in the rain is not bad, because what you do is, when it's real calm, if you get some overcast and rain, it moves the water, and the fish can't see you that well. So if you're fishing,
they're still biting in the rain?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, like I say, shadows and water movement help you with your, like when you're rolling stuff, it kind of blends in.
So, like, did it start raining while you were out there, or you decided, hey?
Oh, no, yeah, I always have my rain suit.
He's got it all. This guy.
Gordon's fisherman.
Yeah, clearly. There was a 19-year-old Jasper man that survived being struck by lightning while fishing.
That's scary. But that when you start to hear it or see it, boom, off the water, I go. I don't fish in lightning at all.
Okay.
Not at all.
Well, he got lit up. And he went back to the spot, by the way.
Oh, did he?
He got lit up, survived, and went back to that spot. Them fish must be biting over there.
Got a honey hole there.
biting what?
Yeah.
In 1996, what was Deion Sanders arrested for, folks?
Fishing trespassing.
Yes.
He was fishing on a private land? Was he? He went over the fence. Did
he
on someone's land?
On foot.
He was fishing at the Southwest Florida International Airport.
Okay. Went over the fence.
Yes, it was trespassing. It was OPP, fishing on other people's property.
Yeah. Just ask. Usually people will let you fish if you ask.
Yeah.
If you ask.
My cousin fishes out there at the DFW airport because he works out there.
Yeah.
He fishes out there sometimes too.
Have you fished here yet? We got two lakes here at Lakeside Studios.
I want to. Yeah. I do want to. I thought about it. I have thought about fishing out there.
We're going to get an email saying that Lucius and I, we were wrong for doing that. We should have gone out there.
You're not allowed to do that.
Yeah, we're not allowed to do that.
You're going
to
get OPP'd on.
Yeah, fishing OPP right here, fishing on other people's property. I have a clip of a guy that was, he's on his boat, and these people, I guess they live in a lake house type of vibe.
Yeah.
And if you get too close to their, what they feel is their property. Their dock, they get mad.
They shouldn't. And we at the lake, we put lights in the water underneath, and at night, the green light attracts
these huge fish.
Yes,
you see them shadows in the water.
Everybody's figured it out that you throw those square bills, with the square bill, the front of that, and those deep dive, and all that action just kills those fish. Just love it. So I mean, like, we encourage, like, some of the best.
Throwing under
right
docks.
There by that dock.
So under docks,
yes,
because fish they hide in shade.
Yes, especially when it's hot summertime out here in Texas.
Throw it under the dock.
Well, this lady was not a fan of it. In fact,
man,
she jumped in the water while this man was fishing, started swimming towards his boat, giving him a hard time.
And I asked you very nicely,
ma'am, I'm on the water. It's public water. It's public water. You're the one acting a fool.
She's swimming, bro.
It's called harassing an outdoorsman, so.
Very kindly.
Trying to hold a conversation.
Yeah, I can actually throw right on top of you if I want to.
Ooh.
You don't own the water, ma'am.
Not a problem.
Not a problem.
You probably, I'm not even going to.
You give fishermen a bad, bad name.
Really? I'm a professional. I do it for a living. So, no, I travel all over the country, and it's people like you that ruin it for everybody.
Oh, yes, sir. It's my problem.
It is. The state owns the water. I have a right to fish the water.
I'm just saying I swim here.
Okay, so? I swim here, so you can't fish here.
And I plan to swim next week, and so you're ruining that right now.
You know, we're swimming. We ain't fishing here.
It's 6:30 in the morning, lady. Let me get these cast out real quick.
Yeah. She sounds like 90, you know?
Probably why she's 90, because she's swimming every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm trying to talk to my kids who are 4 and 14 about just mind your own business. But that's annoying me. That's a you problem. That's not their problem.
Yeah.
They're just doing their life. Go do your life.
I've had people before walk out, like, fishing their dock or around their dock. And they're like, hey, if you throw this, man, we've been catching them on this.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. People, you catch anything?
If you pull up next to boats, people say, what have you been catching them on? And they'll like, we this Carolina rig, you know, and you're like, all right, and then you start throwing Carolina rig, and you're catching fish.
Yeah.
I mean, people, you try and help people out from fishing.
Sure.
Now, you don't like, if somebody's fishing in a hole, you don't go saddle up there. I mean, you kind of wait till they move or whatever.
Sure.
But, yeah, that's the only thing. But other than that, fishing under dock, people, I've had people walk outside and say, yeah, we've been catching them over off here about, if they're by the Christmas tree, they sink Christmas trees. Or by the Christmas trees we got sunk over here. You'll get you one.
A little
people
fishing,
encouraging you.
A little fishing OPP.
Yeah.
Wow. Fishing on other people's property.
Yeah. Trey Taylor, Crew Tractor. Who said you could fish here? Trey Taylor?
Lock him up.
Lock him up. Hey, if any Tolos plan on fishing in Galveston Beach anytime soon, there was a 17-year-old boy hospitalized after being bitten by a shark while on a boat offshore near Galveston on Monday.
Mm.
They were trying to bring the shark on the boat.
Oh, yeah.
And the shark bit him.
You got to cut that thing loose.
Yeah, you got to cut it off. They tried to bring it on the boat.
Cut that thing loose.
Yeah. He had to get, like, blood and stuff.
He had a tourniquet and all other stuff. Yep. Pops helped him out. Probably scary as hell.
Yeah. But stupid as hell.
Yeah. I'm going to leave you with this one, man. This is a classic viral video talking about, we were talking about sharks and fishing and then the rain and all this other stuff. This is old school. There was a couple fishing in the rain. They caught a fish. Darn shark took it. Oh, man. And the husband caught it all on film.
All right. My turn now. Miss Sarah is catching her fish.
That wheel is like...
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's all mine.
Get it. Son of a bitch, it's a shark!
It's a shark!
A shark!
Yeah. It's a big-ass shark!
It's on your pole, baby. Keep reeling.
Oh,
I got that on camera!
Did you have it on camera?
He got it on camera!
Hey, make sure you take a photo or video of that fish that you catch, because nobody's going to believe your story, fisherman.
Nah, not at all.
My name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black on Monday. Lord willing, the creek don't rise. That's my time. I'm out.
Thank you, Lucius. Four down, 30 minutes to go. Wolchuk, round tripper time.
Let's do it. Let's go around the bases. We got an update on Wyatt Langford, Ranger Stock Report, and a team defying the baseball odds. That's next.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt,
Every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Keep cool out there, folks. It's going to be a hot one.
We the people love summer baseball. The food is over the top. The cheers come from the chest. We came with friends, but we met new ones. We have seats, but we're standing. They say it's anyone's game. But from what we can see, it's everyone's. Baseball for the people.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.